feminine.
Oh, hold on. I have to. Is it recording?
Hey, Binthity Jinzi this. Hey everyone, this is Bentley Jones, and you are listening to the Rex Factor results right here on Radio Redux. Hi guys! Konnasai! Konnichiwa! Nani? All those other Japanese words that I don't really know. No, not really. Where's your headset, Echo?
It's over here, it's next to me, I'm just working right now, and it's not.
I see. Oh, okay, you are working. Hello everyone! Welcome to a very special Radio Redux! Because it's the 104th show!
Which ironically, after this
yep.
Yep.
Big show. You may be wondering why we're celebrating the 104th show as opposed to the 100th show, and the answer is we didn't realise the 100th show was the 100th show. 508. That was the mystery Sonic Rex Theatre 3000 show. That was actually our 100th show. So our 100th show was spent ripping the piss out of the Sonic Hour. And we didn't even know it. There we go. So it's extra, doubly extra special celebration. Because, you know, we're cool like that. But yeah, so yes, welcome to the 104th Radio Redux Show. Triple digits of all that jazz. Oh yeah. Here every week. Rain. Snow. Dogs. Cats.
Relative discomfort.
Boiling hot sun with no rain. All of those things, we're here. Without fail. Unless, of course, we fail.
Or
need to go and get married, or, you know. Or SOS is on. Well, no, actually, we did one after SOS. Last year, and I suspect we'll do one after SOS this year. Anyway. The song you had right at the beginning, if you can remember that far back, was entitled Will You Go Sonic Go, which is actually a sort of folk song, reworded to cleverly include use of the word Sonic. It was actually presented by official Nintendo Magazine's podcast, and made its way back to me, because, well, certain people at Sega thought I might like it for this show, actually. LOL, Sega knows Radio Redux. No. LOL. Therefore they know all of you! So that means we've got lots of things to talk about. There's the World Cup, which is going on at the moment. There's E3, which we just had. But there is a Radio Redux rule from last year, which means E3's been on, we don't give a damn about it, mainly because of that I'm sick and tired of it by this stage. Yeah, so we will not be discussing anything at all that was announced on, you know, E3. Anything at all, forget it. Yeah. Here we go. Right. He's hoping for 104 more shows. Oh, God.
Even if me and Blake have to take over this room.
Yeah, because we had the... handed over a large chunk of monies, sob, for a deposit on the new place yesterday. So soon there will be the real Rex HQ with myself and Echo and Blake there, feeling all under one roof. It's a bit like Toys R Us. Blake, Draco, and Echo all under one roof. It's called Sonic Rex, Sonic Rex, Sonic Rex. Yeah. Actually, Echo did a sterling job last week. On my God, I'm so sick of this goddamn hedgehog. I do not want to do this show week off.
No, we didn't. But thank you anyway.
Yeah. Blake says I will have shops to go to within walking distance.
Yes.
All shops are within walking distance.
The McDonald's is in freaking walking distance.
Yeah,
like
there is.
Away.
It's like, yeah, there's a McDonald's about 2 minutes away.
You walk off of our main road and it's just like, oh look, there it is. So we're going to stuff Echo in there as a member of staff. And she will slowly take over the entire business enterprise, is the idea. And then it will become the evil Golden Arches. It'll just completely throw people, and they'll go in there and there'll be an American serving them. However, she will never ever ask, would you like fries with that?
No, I'll just throw them at you.
But it's a very special show. Lots to do, in fact. We've even got an advert, believe it or not. We've got an advertisement. We have the results of the Rex Factor, the four results. We've got the all comers and all stars. Bentley Jones, who rather nicely, Auto DJ is really on the ball because we've got Dreams and Absolution in the background. Oh yeah. So we've got him, and he'll be doling out his results. What's going to happen to Vija? That's what everyone wants to know. What's going to happen to Vija? Will he have a massive score? Will everyone else have to get out of his way? This is the sort of thing that has made the Rex Factor a 12-week odyssey of, oh my god, when the hell will it end? But never mind, you'll find out this evening who's won the all-comers, who's won the all-stars. Don't forget that there are the bonuses as well, and I will tell you this, it is so tight. For the All-Stars, it is so, so tight, and the bonuses have decided it. So it's a question of how close is it going to be between those. Essentially, anyone could win this on the All-Stars. Anyone could win this. Mostly anyone could win this. I think perhaps the biggest question is, will Vija get to double figures? That's probably the biggest query of all. We shall see. Anyway, we have the chat room, which is rather full chat room. Slightly more fuller than normal, perhaps. Lots of people actually go with like Team Vija in their tag. Vija himself is unfortunately not here. But he's busy. Oh yes.
Fear.
Eartha asks, will Vija set a new record for the lowest score in Rex Factor history? And the answer to that is, wait and see. Lots of calls for lots of support for Digi in the chat room as well, but don't forget, he's got to be Iris first. And Iris takes some beating. And everyone behind them as well. You've got Anime Girl there who could quite possibly beat it. I'll explain everything later on today. For the meantime, let's go through the chat room rundown. Echo.
What?
Do we go for Radio Sega first or go for Sega Radio?
We go
first?
For Radio Sega first.
We go for Radio Sega first.
Smaller list, smaller problem to deal with.
Vija can't take it to Spence, so he's got his mother around to use as an excuse.
Nice.
That's what we're saying. Starting from the bottom of the Radio Sega, then we've got a Rough Oscavo, Speed 22, Sonic Mark, SJ minus his SSF, Shedding / Dark Wind, Retrix and Resident SD, all of whom are on Team Vija. Josh from Radio Sega, we got Gerbil Bay, who's also on Team Vija. Anil Govanato, Echo Hawk, who's on Team AUK.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Ooh yeah. We need that as a sound effect. Then you got D'Artagnan, who's on Team Vija. Cover the Best is on Team Vija. Blitz Chris, Spondy and Trigon. Yeah, he did get
a little bit. I'm just the point of this freaking show is not for your entertainment.
It's not for your entertainment. It's Radio Relics is not here to entertain.
Oh, serious business.
If we were here to entertain, we'd be good. You never know, we might make it to five seasons one of these days. Then you've got on the Sega Sonic Radio side, you have Wide, Urvark, Turbo, Trigon, Tricky, Tall Guy, T-Bird. I don't know. You married it. Slick Mark, Slick AD, Shadow Fox 04, who is on Team Vija? Shades, Ringtail Fox, Retrix, who we've already mentioned, Resonance D, who we've already mentioned, Miss McCookies, who's something going on about Dad's car being stolen or something. Then you've got Miles Prower, Logocast, Katie Fox, who is OCTing, Jonah, not including a whale though, Joe Forever, Iris is there. Will Iris win? You'll have to wait and see. Hypersonic, Hedgy Lightning, who's on Team Vija. Guest 57120, who is not on Team Vija, but thankfully isn't on Team Guest 57210, or 120, whatever. Gerbilsoft. Gerbilsoft and Gerbil Bay and Gerbilsoft, we should have some sort of fight between them. Aniko Venato is on Team Digi. D'Artagnan on Team Vija, we said. Darkspeeds is there. Must be bloody late there, Darkspeeds. And AUK is on SSR and Radio C. I don't know who the hell he is. MK and Chambot. Chambot is on Team Chambot. That was Johnny. It's Johnny, not Jonah. Oh well. Whatever. Yeah, lots of calls for Vija, Team Vija. How will he do? The support is here, the man is not, but that doesn't matter. We had some music beforehand, along with that, as I stated. We did a bit of Badil and Skinner and Lightning Seeds of Three Lines 96, but they fail, so it doesn't matter. From Sonic Rush Adventure, we had Windmill Village Mode 3, which is a very, very romantic song title, that. And we're going to go into a quick music break now, before we come back with some details. We'll come back with some news and general details. And News. Oh god. You're actually listening to one of the engines in the background, but I'm just Akos Beam of Clouds one. But before that time, we're actually gonna have two tracks, one from Sonic 3 and one from Sonic Heroes. Endless Mine from Sonic 3 and Grand Metropolis from Sonic Heroes. We'll be back after this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Sonic VIP Experience.
Radio Reasons.
Hi guys, and we're back. What do you mean, oh dear? Oh dear? Oh, they're supposed to go, oh dear.
Oh boy.
I was listening to some tweaker music in the background. Oh yeah. So, there's been quite a lot of talk about the team, about Team Vija. And, and yeah, various people came out with predictions slash promises as to whether or not Vija will win and what they will do if Vija does win. Turbo has said that if Vija wins, Turbo Drive Live will be cancelled forever. Erfart has once again foolishly said that he'll get a sex change. Tallguy91 is now supporting Team Iris. there's a few things. Anya Governato is going to eat T-Bird's hat, which resulted in a lot of us putting forward various things. The Iris wants us to do a sing of duet.
We haven't sung in years, though. You've at least sung some.
I've seen a couple, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just too paranoid of being judged. I hate being judged.
You hate being judged.
I do. It's like, I know I'll sing.
But you're being judged for not singing.
I don't. Well, they can't. I can't.
You'll be judged for not singing. You may do a duet next year, or this year, I should say.
Yeah.
Suggestions, people.
Don't give them ideas.
Oh, we should do. I'm overdue a re-entry, to be honest.
So you're gonna make duets a thing this year, or is that just gonna be horrible?
No, we had duets last year.
But you're gonna make us do it.
No, I could do. Well, we'll get an extra 10%. I'm waiting for the one person who will do a song that's, you know, okay, but is very obviously just goes for all the bonuses.
So they'd have to do it with someone else in a different language, backwards.
No, with their own music.
With their own music.
And any additional production technique. Own music, own lyrics, foreign language, duet. You could technically pick up a big 43% there.
You'd basically just make up your own song. That's all it would be, because it'd be your own music.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you did it to a Sonic song that doesn't have lyrics, but you redid the music so that you did the music, and then you sing to that in another thing with your own crowd. This is like the most over-the-top proposition. They could sing like
me. Thank you so much more.
No, it has to be a song without lyrics, that's what you said. That was the point.
Yeah, we could do. I did actually have to make some very tough calls with the All Stars and the bonuses, actually, this year. Because there was some like borderline stuff.
Nope.
RAM caused a problem. Against the fear always causes problems.
When doesn't she?
When Blake's causing problems.
Usually it's because of her.
I don't know. Where does the RAM problems begin and the Blake Draco problems begin? It's like who came. It's like the chicken and the egg.
Florida.
Katie Fox says AUK's crazy.
I'm not crazy.
Stay on your side of the room. That's your side of the room.
Yeah,
This is my side. My side, your side, my side, your side, my side, your side.
If you say I married weird, I'm gonna bust your butt. I'm so sick of that comeback.
All of you... You seem to have this vague obsession with my arse recently and sticking things into it, and I'm slightly getting worried.
That was ages ago.
That was two weeks. Last show. It was like... It's always very worrying. So this is, he ain't crazy, just mad. This is what Sonic does to you. Yeah. Now, we do actually have a an advertisement. For those of you who have been with Radio Redux for a while, duet version of Eggman, see if Ram tops that. Says Inigo Bonato.
Never taunt it. Just don't.
No. No. Fighting
Viper. You know who else Round should one. Be listening? Probably isn't. Let the action begin.
Who's that? Jacob?
No. The Knights crew.
Digi and Trippy. Yeah, what's going on with that? No, apparently mind control.
What the hell?
I've had tweets through.
What the hell?
I've had tweets through. And far too many people retweeted my last tweet about Vija. I said that actually Vija currently has more team members than points. He is the Minardi of Rex Facts 2009. About 4 or 5 people have retweeted that. Poor Vija. Apparently, oh yes, the Knights crew actually have news, and I'll do that later. I'll talk about your news. Yes, they have news. News. It's new. Hence called news, because it's like new, plural of new, thus becoming news. What are you doing? What's bothering you?
Some Adobe thing.
Oh, it was Adobe Air. Ooh, fun. But there is a... What? But there is, somewhere. Where the hell is it?
Oh, for hell's sakes, no. Stop looking for something that doesn't exist.
What do you mean it doesn't exist?
It doesn't exist.
Here we go. There is a brand new version of the Yoshi Translator. If you remember that. Apparently, it's a brand new version. Hot off the press. Or what have you. So we're going to have a little... listen to that in a minute. Although I'm slightly worried because this is saying question mark for the duration. Oh dear. This may work, it might not. Oh well, let's find out. Nope, it didn't work. T.A. Black, you have let us all down. I don't know. Short answer. Maybe I screwed it up. Thanks, honey. No, not in this instance. T.A. This will mean I'll just have to combobulate it somehow. Time. Blake says corruption. No, I just think he just randomly just went corruption. He woke up and started. started yelling it. Yoshi translator. And Uruguayan, etc. I don't remember how this bloody thing goes. Right. Let's try that again by rendering it as something else. Uh-oh, Yoshi. This better be bloody good. Can't believe 'cause I'm somewhere TA is hanging his head in shame. And frankly, that's what he should do. Okay. Still not liking it. Wow. TA, I have no idea what the hell you've done with this, but it really hates it. Okay, wave format. Literally trying everything here now. Okay, I'm gonna leave you this unknown from me while I try and figure this out. Unlike Sonic, I don't chuckle. I'd rather flex my muscles. My heart is nails. It ain't hard to tell. I break them down whether they solid or frail. Unlike the rest, I'm independent since my first breath. First test, feel the right, then the worst left. Born on an island in the heavens. The blood of my ancestors flows inside me. My duty is the flower from evil deterioration. Yeah. I will be the one that sets your heart free, true. Cleanse yourself of them evil spirits that's in you. Streaking lights, loud sounds, and instincts are the elements that keep me going. I am fighting my own mission.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, allow me to introduce to you Isabel, a young and fine lady with a beautiful voice. We'll be duetting this very song for you right here, right now. Something for the couples out there.
Oh no, he won't. Right, I've tried re-downloading that, reworking it into WAV format, MP3 format, all sorts of formats, and it, I don't know what it is, but Sam absolutely hates it, so there will not be an advert. It's all TA's fault. Lots of tweets coming in support of Team VJ, we all support him as Hezzy Lightning. Digi Valentine asks, did you know that his name is constantly mentioned in a Star Trek film? Digi, Bija is called that because he is a Star Trek fan. His email address is like Bija1701, so yeah, that's why. Anyway, Blake Draco says he's going to see if he can work on it. Yeah, I don't blame you, mate. It's what's going on? It's not working. Whatever the hell it is. See, now this is really weird because it just hates Sam. Okay, let's try this. Might not go so well. We're going to try and play it through the speakers second hand, so...
Oh god, this is going to be terrible.
It might do, it might not. Apologies in advance, and I'll see if I can get this to work properly. This ought to be interesting.
We'll keep it open.
Just when you thought it was safe to ignore the Yoshis once more.
Don't tell me they really said this piece of junk again.
Yes, it's the all-new Yoshi Translator. Improving upon the older model in so many ways, you'd never think it was anything different from the first version.
It's now color blue.
Ever wondered what exactly your pet Yoshi was saying as you ventured forth on your adventures? Or simply confused as to whether it liked eating all those Goombas you keep finding? Well, this device lets you know all this and much, much more. Taking in the exact pitch, tone, emphasis, and brevity of the noises, it transmogrifies the sounds into legitimate data, which is then expelled into nearby speakers into pure, unaltered English.
I like it.
This new and improved model now comes with a range of different vocal features, perfect for whatever occasion and whatever need. Introducing a new female vocal unit.
Please proceed into Android Hair.
As well as regional accents.
Promise not to bleed on my suit and I'll kill you quickly.
General exclamations. And even song lyrics.
He's got a wrench! He's got a massive wrench! Get out of his way!
All this at the low, low price of 1,500 gold coins, 3,500 rings, 15,000 gil, or about £2.50 at current exchange rates. Act now and upgrade to the deluxe package for only £150,425 extra, or another 50 coins, the exchange rates and all that. With the deluxe package, you can now understand even more creatures, including Chow.
You throw me once more, and I nibble your kneecaps, until they tickle you to death.
Chocobos?
What are you doing with that delicious blend of seven secret herbs and spices?
And the most incomprehensible of creatures, the overexcited teenage female.
Oh my god, this is the greatest advert I've ever seen in my life. Oh my god, this is the greatest thing. Hey, I'm gonna be in the show again. How long has it been? Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Why do I sound so much like Echo Park?
Buy the Elite Yoshi Translator version 2.0 today.
Excuse
May all
me.
Your heads be made of synthetic joy, and may your days be as rainy as a fisherman's poop.
Disclaimer, the Yoshi Translator is not to be used with real Yoshis, for fear of putting the tongue in his hideout. Any similarities between this voice and that heroic robot from Back Up the Fourth Wall is pure coincidence, but the robot revolution will come eventually. Particularly for all those who are listening to this slowed down to find out what I'm saying. Our day will come soon enough, preferably with cake. Battery sold separately.
Blake, I think you might...
It's TA never is going to be doing anything else
again for a long time. He'll be too busy regenerating that head of his. Humans.
Round one. There's... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yoshi translator. They didn't say it's Yoshi Rific, though. Which I'm slightly disappointed by. It's obviously the key line of the last one. It's Yoshi Rific. Blake apparently lolled so hard at your reaction he cried. There's a sort of look of frustration and anger and wanting to throw something. So thanks for that, because I'm the only person here to be something thrown at.
I really
have
saber for Blake.
Yeah, give it another month. Less than a month.
Weeks. Couple weeks.
A few weeks. Oh, poor Blake, you'll just be this sort of black and blue.
I can pick him up, so I can do whatever I want.
Oh dear. Anyway. In all honesty, that is pretty. It's a bit cheeky from their point of view, actually.
Yeah, they
oh well, whatever.
They just know the wrath of death comes upon them the moment they set eyes on me.
Alright, let's get this sort this out because it's time for the Rex Factor All Comers. Final results! Well, no, but the bonuses have to be done. So, all comers, final results! Of finalness! Yeah, those. So, running down through the all comers themselves, we. What?
Nothing.
All I had was just this sort of. They weren't bad. Most of them. There were some who weren't that hot, but, you know.
Get on with it!
We had Torgoy91, B.I. Lion, Sonic Mark. Diogo, Hedgy Lightning, Dandire, SMX, Hagrid and Fan, Nani Governato, Shin Fox 04, Eccles B McCloud, Sky's Limit, and Dontez the Fox. All in there. In terms of where we were previously, we had Tall Guy was in the lead, followed by B.I. Lion with Sonic Mark there as well. Not many of them got bonuses. I'll explain the bonuses mainly due to the fact that it gets a little bit complicated. We do like to... What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. I was wiping my nose. It's not always that dramatic in my life. Oh my gosh.
That was gosh, by the way. What?
I'm sniffling! Oh my word! Leave me alone, you're trying to make me say the words and I'm not going to say it.
Actually, I wasn't. There we go.
I'm just sniffling.
Aww.
I have a nose thing going on and I don't know where it came from.
Sniffo-hawk. Alright.
I'm not sniffling in rage.
Sniffo-hawk. Sniffling in rage. She's got a massive cold! Get out of her way. Right. Additionally, you got the normal marks, which we were awarded for technical and artistic impression, which you get 10 for each of those. It's a bit like the ice skating, with the exception of these additional marks. Additional multiplier of 10%, okay, is going to be added to anyone should they perform in languages not their primary language of the participant. There's a couple of the All-Stars don't normally get that, I've got to say. However, they do get it, and a bonus 3% as well, so it makes the possibility of 13% here, if the song is like translated and performed in a language different to any way that it has been previously. So somebody's already done it in What could we say? Say somebody did open your heart in French, and somebody previously had done open your heart in French, then they wouldn't get that. But if it's new, then congratulations, you get an extra 13% on top of all the marks you've got previously. You also get 10% if the final song is performed as a duet, which was the gimmick from last year. And you'll also get 10% should the song contain any original lyrics. All of the All-Stars generally did original lyrics. However, I ended up doing some changes to that because of the way things work, but I'll get onto that a bit later. The final one is for another additional 10% for any, quote, additional production techniques. Now, I left that a bit ambiguous, but sort of generally if like they've created your own music or something like that. Okay.
Keybird claims this is far more complex than it once was.
Is he talking about Summer of Sonic, or is he talking about Rex Factor?
Probably more Rex Factor, but it could be.
Mm-hmm. I have the mark so far. I have all the marks. All the marks belong to me, with the exception of Sonic Mark, who can keep himself. So, the ones that affect, okay, so you've got Tall Guy, actually did additional lyrics. B.I. Lion did additional sort of stuff as well, so that's 10% extra for both of them. Sky's Limit and Dantes the Fox, obviously they did a duet, so they get 10% extra. Akos B. McLeod's version of Seven Rings in Hand in Spanish gets him the 13%. And that's your lot. I do not count Diogo's Believe in My Friends as lyrics, because frankly they weren't even musical, let alone lyrical. Or indeed new. Or indeed tuneful. So, starting from the bottom. In last place in the all comers is Diogo with 17 points. There is a quite comfortable cushion of 4 points to the next person, which is Dan Dyer on 21 points with his version of Live and Learn. I've just realised I've messed somebody up.
Yeah.
There we go. Doesn't change it at all. Just changes the amount of points they get. Because Hedgy Lightning, of course, also got lyrics. Because he's the Green Hill Zone, so he had to have lyrics. Which actually puts him in exactly the same place as he was before. But on 24.2. There's lots of points as well because of this. And also because of Earth Art. Just in front is SMX's version of Night of the Wind on 25. On 28 points, you've got Hagrid and Fang with It Doesn't Matter, the SA2 version. 1 point behind Anil Gavanato's Sonic Heroes. Shadow Fox 04's version of Diamond in the Sky, a much welcome Sonic R track, gave him 31 points. Just behind Akos B. McLeod, who was on 31.64 points. The duet of Sky's Limit and Dantes the Fox with Escape from the City got them 34.1. 36 points was the 4th place Spinball Wizard, but It Doesn't Matter. Now we've got the top 3. In 3rd place in the All Comers, despite having no actual bonuses, which is actually quite impressive considering, still very, very high, it's Sonic Mark with Ungravitify, 38 points. He is just behind by half a mark, literally 0.5, B.I. Lion's version of With Me, Team Cortex Goes to the Movies, which means that your all-comers Rex Factor champion, for RexRack 2009, it's Tall Guy 91 with Supersonic Beats Hi-Fi and Groove. Woo! Yeah! Oh yes! Congratulations, Andy! You've done superbly well! That says, hey, I only did points for All-Stars. Yes, but you still did them! You inadvertently made the All-Stars incredibly complex. Congratulations to Tall Guy. He is actually in the Sonic Stadium chat, so everyone, the Radio Sega boys and girls are all congratulating Sonic Mark for a really good result, and good luck to you, Sonic Mark. Tall Guy being... Tall Guy is speechless, apparently. Either that or he's talking Morse code, I'm not sure. Lots of dots at the moment. There's lots of bitching. Shush you.
What?
You're back to competing next year. I'm talking to her! Why did you were silent. Why would I suddenly go stop bitching?
Because you
fight. He's celebrating, apparently. By bitching, I won't. I'm surprised Earthheart didn't regale everyone with his fantastic story. T-Bet says, can we have the winning track? He wants to hear it again. And that's an excellent idea that I actually was going to do. So, what we will have, that one. Oops, let's find it in the back end. Here we go, Supersonic Beat High Flying Groove. Never even told you what you got. 43 points. Oh, sorry, 47.3 points. So, yeah. Miles ahead. First place 47.3, second place 38.5. It was an absolute landslide. Really was. But what are you gonna do, eh? It's coming up right next. It's Tall Guy 91, Supersonic Beat, High Flying Groove. Enjoy, folks!
Now let's go. You gotta rock and roll. You gotta take full control. So come on now, let's go. So everyone let's meet. Move to the sound of the beat. Just keep moving your feet. To the supersonic beat. 4, 3, 2, 1. So come on baby, you gotta be old. Sometimes you gotta just go with the flow. And when you're ready, it's got with you. Because this is the High Flying Groove. I am the one, number one, speak freak. I am the one with my hip hop streak. I am the one that's gotta make it sweet. I am the one that's gotta knock you up right off your feet. So come on everybody, let's go. You gotta rock and roll. You gotta take it for control. So come on everybody, let's go. So come on now, let's meet. Gotta move to the beat. Don't stop, don't stop your feet. Keep on moving to the supersonic beat. So come on now, let's go. You gotta rock and roll. Gotta take it for control. So come on now, let's go. So come on everybody, let's meet. Just a move to the beat. Don't stop the beat. To this super soft beat. So come on everybody, let's go. We've got to rock and roll. We've got to take it for control. So come on everybody, let's go. So everybody, let's meet. Leave the beat. Don't stop your feet to this supersonic beat. So So come on, baby, we gotta be on. Sometimes you gotta just go with the flow. And when you're ready, it's up with you. Cause this is the High Flying Groove. I am the number one speed freak. I am the one that with my hip hop streak. I am the one that's gotta make it sweet. I am the one that's gotta knock you up right off your feet. So come on everybody, let's go. You gotta rock and roll. You gotta take it for control. So come on everybody, let's go. So come on now, let's go. Go to the beat. Keep moving, moving, moving your feet. Now don't stop, don't stop to the sound of the beat. Just keep on moving to the super, supersonic beat.
Probably sing this next. tempt you. And we're back. We had that Torgo 91 Supersonic Beats High Flying Groove. Followed up with His World, the Blue World Prelude Mix, which is the special SOSO 8 track by our guest judge Bertie Jones. Followed it up with Endless Possibility by Jarrett Reddick. Now you see, I actually have hidden away, you guys don't know about, I actually have the instrumental version of Endless Possibility that is not available anywhere. So who knows, perhaps I might use that at some point and do it. But yeah, there is a version of Endless Possibility that is instrumental, proper full-on instrumental. I'll just have to wait and see if it ever gets out from my fantastical vault. Earthfuss now not pleased because he had to use the final boss version for his. And the answer is yes, I'm aware of that. But it made it different and it made it unique, actually, the fact that you did use that. In fact, you gained marks for the fact that you did use that, so what are you complaining about? But yes, lots of what? What do you mean there is? Yes, there is. There is an instrumental version that's just not readily available, like, anywhere. Anyway, we got a little bit of Knights music in the background there, because we actually have some Knights news. Some Knights news! I don't know. Echo, go Knights news. Knights news. Like it's really important. But it's for Trippy and Digi. They're listening there now. They are. They're tweeting about it, so yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Knights news!
There you go. Knights news! In that, there is a new... NID.com are not shy of doing a campaign. You've upset them now. Trippy's going, I am, damn it. And then Digi just goes, yes, we're listening, crying, smiley. You made Digi cry.
Oh my god. That's not a thing.
He'll raid your house in a couple of days, according to his song. I wouldn't raid Urfart's house, because you end up with screws in your head, apparently.
Whose fault is that?
There we go. But yes, there is a very special new campaign being launched by the Knights into Dreams guys that has gone live today. Because, hey, it might be Sonic's 20th anniversary next year, but it just so happens that it's also Knights' 15th anniversary next year. And those guys, fair play to them, think it's probably about time that we had Knights into Dreams come on 360 and PS3 for download. Hey, it's not up to me. If it was, we'd already had it, and we'd have had lots of other things as well. So it's up to the big chaps upstairs in the with the 5 foot deep pile carpets. And if you believe that, you'll believe anything. But it's up for the big boys. It's up for Azuka, I'd imagine, and etc. to say. But if you want to sign up for this campaign to get Knights into Dreams on Xbox Live and PSN for the 15th anniversary. Hey, I'm not sure if that can happen or not. But hey, if you don't let them know, then who knows? You'll get... If you don't let people know that you want it, then you end up with the flag guy, Knights. Oh yeah, I went there. But if you go to www.nid15.com, you'll be able to find out all the details, or at least some of them. Isn't that right, Trippy? She's working. She's been working hard. She's been buggered. Too much information.
No,
There are little children listening. Is it, if you do have a sort of a delicate, you know, disposition, never follow both Digi and Trippy on Twitter. Because frankly, there's some information that's just like shouldn't be public.
Unsee.
You've tweeted it, you can't untweet it. Stay tuned for more Knights fans of interest. But in all seriousness, go to nid15.com and wave the flag.
You haven't lived till you've stood up to Sega.
Because, you know, Sega can do, should do more, and it's now they've given you something, you to demand something else, because that's how you say thank you. Thank you for doing this, now why don't you do this? But no, it's overdue. It's overdue. NID. Overdue. So.
Check
it out. Check it out. Well, coming up soon. Open. Resident SD says to open my vault.
What?
I thought you just seem to be looking. You seem to be going to stare at me, going, "What? I don't know. I honestly don't know." I looked round at you. I looked around at you, and that required you to go, "What?" at me, apparently. Sob. Earthheart apparently. Earthheart's figured this out, apparently. Vegeta to win, he needs 11.11 times the amount of mocks he already has, theoretically. Anyway, it's about time for us to, get it over with, yeah. This far too long Rex Factor. Far, far, far too long Rex Factor competition this year. Do apologise. But to confirm, Tallguy91, as he has now won the All Comers, he goes into the All Stars for next year. Good luck with that. There's, he also joins the pantheon of heroes. Pantheon of heroes, pantheon of heroes. A panda of heroes. I don't care. Whatever it is, there is. He joins it. All right. He joins the Hall of Fame. So he joins in terms of the all comers. Iris and Anime Girl. He also joins Umi Yuri. And Katie Fox as well, who won the Dreams of an Absolution Challenge at Summer of Sonic 09. Whereas Diogo joins the Wall of Shame.
Actually,
we don't list the All-Stars on the Wall of Shame. So he doesn't go on the Wall of Shame. That's how bad he is. No. Dreadox is the only person to have appeared on the Wall of Shame twice. It's quite impressive. This is Dreadnux. The Wall of Dreadnux. I can see it happen. You can see it happen as well. Alive and unedited. As I was 10. All good. So everyone's like, he's like 220% bonus marks now. Or something. It's ridiculous. But we're going to go on to Bentley's mock. And just for fun, I'm going to say, it won't make as much sense on the run through, but I'm going to leave Vegas till last. Even though Vegas actually says first, I think we need to have Vegas last.
Just to really screw
Well, not to screw with people's heads at all, no, but. You start with the star of the show, and whether we like it or not, for failure and suffrage, we do. Anyway, whatever the case, it's what's next. I will leave you with the rest of Seven Rings in Hand. playing currently in the background. And when we get back, we're going to go straight in to, well, you'll see. Bentley Jones Marks The X Factor is coming up next, but the story does not end after these marks, remember. Still got the bonuses to come. Listen to Radio Redux.
Hey, Bentori Junzi desu. This is Bentley Jones, and you are listening to Radio Redux. Now we have Mystic Cave Pirates by Digi Valentine and Wise Man. First up, I thought this was a fantastic idea for a remix. I really liked the delivery. I thought Digi's rapping was really spot on, and the rhythm of it was brilliant, and I did like the distorted vocals of Wise Man. It gave it a nice signature touch, and I had to laugh with the inclusion of Knights into it. Of course, Knights had to be included if Digi was to feature. So yeah, fantastic guys, well done, brilliant. Now, we have Dr. Robotnik's Tea Party by Pigeons of Death. Now, first of all, this was brilliant. I thought this was an amazing idea. And, I mean, the vocal delivery is fantastic. The timing is spot on. It brought back wonderful memories of the original. And I particularly like the beatbox percussion. I thought the chords on the guitars could do with a little bit more variation. But other than that, the rest of it was really great, really tight, fantastic. And yep, definitely one of my favorites. Next up, we have Katie Fox with Dreams, Dreams Now. I am a sucker for this song. I love it. It's one of my favorites. I thought the Christmas lyrics were a little bit cliche, but hey, who am I to talk about cheesy lyrics? The tiny little bit of timing with the vocals, I thought that could have been a lot tighter, but I really liked the integration of the original chorus, and I also liked the digression away from the original melody. So great job, Katie Fox. Great job. Next we have Ram the Dragon with Legmar. And first of all, can I say, good choice in backing track. Yeah, speeding it up, I think, made it quite a hard job. I think it maybe was a little bit too fast. I like the idea of speeding the song up, but maybe not that much. Ram did a great job at getting the French lyrics to match the melody, and it was delivered really, really well. And I thought it was a great idea to combine the Shadow version with the SA2 version. So I really like this. I thought it was great. Next up, we have Spagonia Love Song by Anime Girl. And I liked this. It was a nice concept. The music fit the lyrics really, really well. The whole romanticism to it. And it was a good delivery from Anime Girl. Another hard melody to sing, I think. But otherwise, solid effort. I thought it was great. Next up, we have Crystal Dream, this time singing Separation. I thought this was quite a hard song to sing. I like the dark tone of the lyrics. They seem to suit the music quite well. So good points for creativity. On the whole, I think the delivery could have been a little bit tighter. But otherwise, good effort. Great stuff. First up, he's got a wrench. What more can I say? He has a wrench. poor Tails. I'd love to know what has been troubling him so much that he has to whack out an Uzi at the end of the song and mow everyone down. Poor little guy. But this is awesome. I loved it. It made me smile. So two very big thumbs up from Studio 3.
And there we go, those were the feedbacks. I will now go through the actual marks, okay? And then we got here. Have you unplugged yourself?
I think so.
We will go through the marks after I plug Echo back in. You didn't unplug me.
Did I?
No, you didn't. Okay. Just as well. Because then they wouldn't know! I'm going to try and find... Who did we go through first? We had Mystic Cave Pirates first. So. Digi Valentine. He scored... 8 for technical. And a 9 for artistic. Which brings his subtotal to 71 points. Massive total. Congratulations to Digi. Robotnik's Tea Party, Pigeons of Death. Technical. Slightly lower. 7. An artistic score of 9. Bringing 60.7. Dreams, Dreams. With a 6 for technical from Bentley Jones and a 7 for artistic impression. Ligmon. Incidentally, I actually managed to find earlier the chorus of the original one. If you ever wanted to know what the original version of Legman chorus actually says in English, it's alright, yes, I am Legman. I make machines to conquer you all. You know it makes sense. Join the Eggman Empire. We have a good pension scheme, reasonable rates of income, not to mention the fact you get this guaranteed limited edition moustache. And you get your own theme song in French. Yosh, get a load of this. Ram scored for her version of Eggman. She got a 5 for technical and a 7 for artistic impression. Next up. We had the Spagonia Love Song. Spagonia Love Song. Spagonia Romance, rather. Anime Girl. It's got a 5 for technical and a 7 for artistic impression. Oops. Ah! Everything's getting weird. Stop. That's better. Separation was the next track we had reviewed by Brett Jones. He gave Crystal Dreams a quite low 2 for technical, to 5 for artistic impression. And then last but not least, we had the fan favourite.
He's got a wrench! He's got a massive wrench! Get out of his way!
He needs a miracle. I think Iris got her Bentley Jones comment skipped. What? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know, you're absolutely right. Where have they gone? Bentley Jones, where have they gone? There we go. I'll swap this back in. Here's Live Life Swans. Don't know what happened to those. It was in the list, we just didn't decide not to play. Can we try this again?
Next we have Live Life by Iris, and I was mightily impressed with this entry. Iris has great vocals, great technique, it was all delivered very well. If I am being especially critical, I might have liked to have heard a little more variation in the tone, but like I say, that's if I'm being especially critical, because the quality of this entry is really high, and the new lyrics fit the original melody really, really well. So this is a really excellent entry, so congratulations, Iris, I was really impressed.
Okay, so there we go. Let's go to Iris's. Technical of 10 and artistic of 8. So, more points than Dewey Valentine, who was in second when we started this in technical, but less marks in artistic. I will now give you a subtotal rundown of the way things stand. Oh, I didn't say Vija's mark, did I? Vija had a technical score of 1, an artistic score of 2. That means your subtotal is as follows. In last place, as before we go to the bonus marks, on 8. Less points than anyone in the entire competition. Even if he had double the amount of points, he would still be in last. In fact, he's 9 points behind the 8. Behind Diogo, he's got 8. It's Vija. In 7th place, on 50.1, is Crystal Dream Separation. Katie Fox is just above on 54.3. Ram the Dragon is on 57.8. Pigeons of Death have 60.7, 2 behind Anime Girl with Spigonia Romance. Then, currently in second, on 71 is Digi Valentine, just 2.5 marks behind Iris with Live Life. So that is the state of play at the moment. Indeed, double Vida's marks, he would still be behind Diogo at this stage. It could all change, though. It could all change, though, with the bonus marks. Okay, so here's the situation. There's lyrics marks in there, but there are differences. So I'm going to go through this sort of quickly. Because there was a decision that had to be made as to the weighting on one of the competitors' marks. We'll start with Vija's marks as was. He had 8. He did do the lyrics, which means he gets an extra 10%, which equates to 0.8 of a mark. So your wooden spoon winner with the lowest score ever achieved on the Rex Factor, 8.8 and the winner of a forfeit to be done at a certain time, at a certain place, is Vija. The seventh placed individual gained another 10 points for use of language, which is a bit less than they would have got, but he's partly capable about it, so, and has done it before. Final score 55.11 is Crystal Dreams. Then we had to get a bit technical. Katie Fox's version of Sweet Snow Christmas, it's still using the Dreams chorus. So we actually decided to give her half the bonus that she would have got for the full lyrics. So she actually got 5% bonus on that, which takes her into 6th place, finalised, with 57.015. Somebody who also got a half of what they probably would have got was Ram the Dragon, who was in 5th, with a version of Legman, because, well, frankly, you're covering a song that's already been... You're covering a created song of a user, so no, they're not original lyrics in a sense, in his language, but no, so there's only 5% there for her. That gained her 60.69 as a final mark and solidified her in the 5th, a very respectable 5th as well, I'd say. In 4th, with some original music, gaining a bonus of 10%. And a final score of 66.77 is the Pigeons of Death, which brings us on to the top three. In third place, with a lyrics bonus of 10%, and a final total of 68.97, it's Anime Girl with Spagonia Romance. Now we have a tricky situation. You've got Iris, currently in first on 73.5. You have Digi Valentine on 71. Iris gets a bonus of 13%. Because it was the language that hadn't been done before, language versions, which gives you the extra 3%. So it's 13%. Now we get on to Digi Valentine, and this is where the problem was. Digi has some original music. It is not his music, but it is music that he's gained permission for from the actual artist concerned. And there is some additional production techniques in there, but it is not like full on music he's created. It's not, and it became very difficult to actually decide what percentage to give for that production. We couldn't give the full 10. Couldn't give the full 10%. Gained full 10% for the lyrics. And it was decided that it would be 5% for the additional production, technique, music, and what have you. So, we got Iris on 73.5 at the moment. Digi on 71. Iris has a 13% bonus, but Digi has a 15% bonus. These are the final scores for the Rex Factor 2009 All-Stars. The winner has 83.055. The runner-up has 81.65. And the winner is... of the All Stars competition, Rex Factor 2009, with a song called Sin Maras Artas, Live Life in Spanish, it's Iris. Congratulations to Iris. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, trust me, it was really, really, really close. There. He went backwards and forwards and oh. There had to be a lot of there had to be some very hard decision making on that bonus marks. At one stage, both of them were winning. But there we go. Congratulations in the IRC chat room are going nuts. Team Gigi's not too pleased. But there's lots of Iris waiting. It cheers. I'm just thinking, I think Iris is the first person. Hang on. Iris is the first person to win the All Comers and then win the All Stars. She's a tie winner in 2007 with Flying Freedom. And with Anime Girl, actually, funny enough. Digi Valentine comes second. Former winner, of course, of the All Stars. Earthlight is pleased that his point system methodology prevented a tie. Hedge Lightning says that Vegas is singing My Sweet Passion. As fun as that would be to hear Vija singing about things being so cute and having to shave it, that would be. Hedge Lightning has changed from Team Vija and is now Team Iris. Glory Hunter! Wow. Digivalentine, message from Digivalentine. So yeah, I didn't expect to get second place even, I didn't think anybody liked rap. DJ has already updated Emerald Coast. Is he in the chat room now? He's hiding outside the chat room. But he's the winner of the Rex Factor Wooden Spoon. So I'm assuming he is listening. Oh, apparently, no, that was Earthart updating. Earthart has control of Vija's Twitter. That's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. We'll have an Iris double bill up next. In fact, that kind of ends our show, actually.
Pretty much.
I'm just looking. I mean, that would effectively end our show.
I have an event going on.
Echo's got an event going on. Indeed. Right, let me just... Oh. What I'll do is I'll play both the Rex Factor All-Stars winner and the runner-up. I'll play both of their songs. I'll play Digi's as well. We'll have Live Life first, of course, because obviously that's the winner, and then we'll have Wise Man the Wicked coming right at you, rude boy. Thanks for listening in, everyone. That was the Rex Factor for this year. I'll tell you all about Rex Factor for this year coming soon, probably. Who knows? I've been Alchange UK, and we will see you next week. Peace out, brah.
is wise man, the wicked coming at you from nightmare. You broadcasting on this pirate frequency directly to the waking world, see?
Yeah, man.
We are shout out all the pirate stations, but we are big shout out to the Mr. K pirates worldwide.
Mr. K!
Valentine the Bloody Man's rolling deep with them now, gangsters, see?
Yeah, you done
so, now I'ma drop this beat like Teezy. Shout out, man, them Teezy.
Teezy for the beat.
Valentine, lick a shot, tell him, Rupert.
Yeah, we're taking it back, right to where SPC was at. Mr. K Pirates, Captain Blunder. Yeah, bringing the rain, we're bringing the thunder. Step aside, we're boarding your boat. Crashing the party is old Mr. Cutthroat. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. We're here for your riches, be handing them. This ain't no treasure hunt, mate. This ain't Knuckles digging for his jewels while Rouge escapes. We don't want heroics, we don't play fair. This is a robbery, get your hands in the air. Chaos Emeralds, hand me those. Sonic can go super, but I'll break his nose. Getting all your money, putting cash in my bank. And if you don't like it, you can walk the plank like, whoa! Yeah.
Why is man the wicked man telling your rude boy gangsters?
Yeah, man.
You can't test this one. The Mr. K Pirates have got away as well, rude boy.
Get me.
You can't take him, man.
No.
It's over.
Over.
Valentine, first two rude boys.
Yo. We're flying this ship from here to Ice Cap. Bunny man, Valentine's the blind of rap. Filch got shot in the head for eating the last of the captain's biscuit bread. Felix on the block got non-stop gimmicks. Looney Tune lyrics. I see Eggman and his empire. Robotnik changes lane cause he's bare liar. We're taking this sky high, then I wanna fly high. Tails wanna beef, then this'll be a flyby. Man the cannons, get a load of this. Your tornado got guns, don't take the hits. We had sky pirates before skies of Arcadia. You're hiding treasure chests and we'll be raiding ya. Pirates roaming the airspace. We're bringing two meanings to riding over the airways.
Lyrical inferno brethren. This is wise man, the wicked telling you blood clot. Your fate has been sealed.
Yeah.
Me are gonna pass judgment on you now, see.
I see the chaos awaiting, but who are we? Valentine, Bunny man, lead the army, draw my sword. That's the thing you see lastly, this ain't no playground, no dinosaur, Barney. We roar, make Green Hill red, more powerful than you and your death egg. You getting game over? Take a guess. Yes, in West Starlight Zone, born and raised. I raided your house in a couple of days. You on holiday to Casino Night Zone. You lost your money and lost more when you came home. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
But now I've got enough money to buy myself a armor. Forget these pirates. I'm gonna be a ninja. Rolling bunny man, I'm the real winner.